Hey everybody, welcome to video 5 of module 5, and this is a demonstration, a 2-card reading for everybody here in the group, all about what hidden influence could show up to throw us off course, and what do we need to do in order to stay in alignment and not allow our dominant energy to provide a glitch in a reading. Now, these 2 cards were chosen before the video, and they are so accurate, it's amazing. So the first question, remember, which was, what hidden influence is going to affect me, or you, all of us, from getting that best possible reading? And what could be hiding in our dominant energy? And it's orphaned. When we feel alone, thinking that the small self is the only one that counts, we forget that the universe is our co-creative partner and that well-being and abundance is the law of the universe. That we might see ourselves as separate and living in a separated universe. And that is a hidden influence and we're gonna go off track. So orphaned is when we forget our co-creative partnership and we think we are the only ones that have to do everything and we have blinders on. It's also when we think that question's the only one. It's like the sense of separation that comes in, and it's insidious. It's insidious because we don't always know when we start to spiritually fall asleep at the wheel, right? It's this sense of like, wait, there's me here and I'm the only one that counts and I'm the one that has to do this. And in fact, that's how we cut ourselves off from source, from spirit, from our intuition, etc. Because once we get the orphaned energy and that sense of being disconnected and we're scrambling to find something, we also get back into the fight flight and then we're back in instinctive mode as opposed to intuitive mode. So this is really important to remember, like, am I in co-creative partnership with the divine? And that's always, and we feel it when we get into the orphaned card. We go, ooh, this energy makes me feel very stressy and very disconnected. You know it exactly. And the immediate antidote is to reconnect to source, to reconnect to the conscious universe, to spirit, to God, to whatever it is, again, you define as that divine intelligence that makes the world go round. Now, the second card was, what do we do to get our dominant energy back in alignment? And it was like the so obvious card, clean it up, right? It's like, what do we clean up? We go back to our personal inventory. We go back to remembering what it was like to go, okay, what are these things that come up for me? And how do I cut myself off from source? And these are just pieces of information that you need to take a look at, because the minute you can name them, they clean themselves up by nature. It's like, oh, I get it. Okay, so I can choose a different way. It's all about being really present in the moment, that present consciousness, the consciousness of the now. And that's where we co-create our reality, is from the now, not from someplace down the road when we're cleaned up. It's like, oh, I can clean this up now. Ah, I'm disconnected. I need to get connected. That's how it works. And really, honestly, if that's all you do and you don't even go over your triggers, etc., you just say, okay, I'm connecting to source now. Relieve me of the bondage of self. Relieve me of the bondage of self so that I may better do thy will. Thy will be done through me. Bam, there you are. You're totally there. So remember that we play around and percolate with these cards when we get them. And we take a look at discovering the dominant energy. Sometimes it's not really that obvious because you're in denial. We're just playing with that this week. Don't get too stressed out about it. Don't get overwhelmed with it. Just go, oh, that's interesting. Isn't that interesting? Look at my dominant energy here. And when you journal, you can actually track this in yourself. It's amazing what you start to notice. And you'll also notice lunar cycles, things like that. How is the outer world affecting you? And how does that affect your readings? So briefly, the recap is we just did a demonstration and we picked 2 cards all about what's hidden from all of us. What gets activated in dominant energy that's hidden, and that typically happens when we separate out, and what do we do about it? And there you go. So we did the 2-card reading, and I'll see you in the next video when we start to look at reading for others. See you there.